Sienna was knitting her brow in a way that gave Langdon the sense she was trying to figure out how best to give him some bad news.
And the woman kept telling you to seek and find?
Yes, just as before. But the problem is, I have no idea what I'm supposed to seek. Sienna let out a long, slow breath, her expression grave.
I think I may know. And what's more, I think you may have already found it.
Langdon stared. What are you talking about?
Robert, last night when you arrived at the hospital, you were carrying something unusual in your jacket pocket. Do you recall what it was?
Langdon shook his head.
You were carrying an object, a rather startling object. I found it by chance when we were cleaning you up.
She motioned to Langdon's bloody Harris tweed, which was laid out flat on the table.
It's still in the pocket, if you'd like to have a look.
Uncertain, Langdon eyed his jacket. At least that explains why she went back for my jacket. He grabbed his blood-stained coat and searched all the pockets, one by one. Nothing. He did it again. Finally, he turned to her with a shrug. There's nothing here.
How about the secret pocket?
What? My jacket doesn't have a secret pocket.
No?
She looked puzzled.
Then, is this jacket someone else's?
Langdon's brain felt muddled again. No, this is my jacket.
You're certain?
Damn certain, he thought. In fact, it used to be my favorite Camberley. He folded back the lining and showed Sienna the label bearing his favorite symbol in the fashion world. Harris Tweed's iconic orb adorned with 13 button-like jewels and topped by a Maltese cross. Leave it to the Scots to invoke the Christian warriors on a piece of twill. Look at this, Langdon said, pointing out the hand-embroidered initials, RL, that had been added to the label. He always sprang for Harris Tweed's hand-tailored models, and for that reason, he always paid extra to have them sew his initials into the label. On a college campus where hundreds of tweed jackets were constantly doffed and donned in dining halls and classrooms, Langdon had no intention of getting the short end of an inadvertent trade.
I believe you, she said, taking the jacket from him. Now, you look.
Sienna opened the jacket farther to reveal the lining near the nape of the back. Here, discreetly hidden in the lining, was a large, neatly fashioned pocket.
What the hell?
Langdon was certain he had never seen this before. The pocket consisted of a hidden seam, perfectly tailored.
That wasn't there before, Langdon insisted.
Then I'm imagining you've never seen this?
Sienna reached into the pocket and extracted a sleek metal object, which she set gently in Langdon's hands. Langdon stared down at the object in utter bewilderment.
Do you know what this is?
Sienna asked.
No,
he stammered. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, unfortunately, I do know what this is, and I'm fairly certain it's the reason someone is trying to kill you.